You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We can still play Kanye? I didn't know if it was okay to bop to this.
Shout out Chicago, though.
Right. Oh, for sure.
ESPN 1000, shout out to Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood coming up when we are done. Carmen and Yurko, let's go. Waddle and Sylvie, Abdallah and Black, all after us. ESPN 1000, so we'll do it that way. We'll focus on the Chicago part of that way. Wow.
I had to look at Evan Smalls. I wasn't sure.
We're both looking at each other.
Are we okay with this? Is this okay?
I am playing the music, but it is Unsportsmanlike here at ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can listen to us on all the great affiliates all across the country, like ESPN 1000 in Chicago, SiriusXM Channel 80. Watch us on ESPN2, ESPNU. Huge day for us. Our brand new lineup here on ESPN Radio. Greeny, we have to title everybody. Freddie Coleman is what, the godfather of this?
Oh, no doubt.
Right? For sure.
Greeny is the standard, right? I think Greeny's the standard. Yeah. Like Greeny.
I like that.
Carlin versus Joe. They're fun. They're going to be hysterical. No Carlin's doubt. Awesome. You spent time with him forever. Yeah. Carlin gave me so many opportunities in this business. So thrilled that be on the same team. Harry Douglas, who like the Kanye thing, we don't know where to go with this.
Yeah.
Maybe you should give Harry's self-proclaimed nickname.
Yeah, I don't know where to go, though. He called himself a black cowboy.
Right, so that's easier for you to say than me.
True. But HG did share that with us
HG
on a call.
He is a very colorful guy.
I had no idea that he was into camping and hunting and fishing. And
he goes to the Bering Strait
horses?
To go fishing?
Yes.
Every summer?
Harry that's Douglas is like an onion. As soon as you think you have him figured out, there's another layer.
Yeah, he's like the most interesting man in the world.
He really is.
Minus the beers.
Let's get him on the commercials. Yeah.
So what's interesting is he says that on a big call we had, and Ian Fitzsimmons, who's on with Amber Wilson after Freddie and Harry from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, and then Q Myers, Emmett Golden, and many others, and then Jay Reynolds with SportsCenter all night overnight. Ian was bothered by this because, wait, I'm supposed to be the cowboy on the lineup. He feels like his spot is taken. That's like, for me, I feel like, it's unfortunate that Canty's here because I'm really the former player, the high school quarterback.
I had heard that.
8 interceptions in one game?
That did happen.
I just don't understand. Why didn't the coach take you out after 7?
Why were
you?
Why,
you,
why were you still in the game? Like because 7 isn't enough. Let's let him throw 8.
So I just
what
like
part of
that
the
this,
game is that small.
I have no idea.
I like the spin of this as if it's the coach's fault that I threw that many interceptions. Yeah. It's a Westchester County record, most interceptions in one.
Oh, it's
game.
Not even a school record. It's
oh,
a county
no.
record.
It's a county record. Westchester County, New York, at Nyack, tough place to play.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, Pat.
If you threw 8 interceptions, how bad was your run game? You guys just must have never been able to run the ball.
But we were down so much early. So don't you throw more? From a fantasy football perspective.
Clearly not.
From a fantasy football perspective, think about it. You want passing yards from somebody that's going to get destroyed because they'll be down early and they'll have to throw to get back in the game.
Well, from a fantasy football perspective, whoever had the opposing defense cleaned up. Cleaned up.
Wait, is that the next level? Did you just come up with a business plan? High school football, fantasy football?
I was going to say, is that what we're doing in high school now is taking the fantasy football approach? With schemes?
Well, I don't know if you know this about Canty. He actually has the over for a big Ramapo game this weekend in Jersey. I don't know if you know that about him. Trust me, when I was playing for Scarsdale High School in New York, take the under. I promise you that. Over on picks, under on points scored. I was the captain and a quarterback, just like Kyler Murray. How about that for a transition?
Nicely done.
Look at us. So Kyler Murray gets named captain by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. I don't even know if he's going to play this year. And yet he's the captain of the team. That is the most obvious tank job we've seen in the NFL in years. And by the way, in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to give you kind of the sneaky tanks because I think there are some other teams that are caring about winning in the future more than the current and the present. Are you okay with this, CeCe, the idea of Kyler Murray, who's had all the video game rules that he had? He's the captain of the team and may not play at all this year.
Yeah, because he's the guy that's going to be the symbol of what Arizona's trying to get done, which is be as bad as we possibly can so we can have a high draft pick and get a quarterback that's going to replace Kyler Murray. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that it's in Arizona's best interest to play Kyler Murray. It's clear that they feel some kind of way about him. I mean, they gave the guy a contract extension and put a clause in there that he has to watch a certain amount of film on his iPad.
Independent study.
Talk about trusting the sports character of your franchise quarterback.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's the perfect word for it. But I think this is a situation where Arizona has got to point to somebody on that roster, and Kyler Murray's probably been there longer than most. So we'll make him the captain, even though he's probably not going to touch the field, and even though from a strategy standpoint, it's in the Cardinals' best interest that he doesn't play. Now, a buddy of mine, Mike Florio, put something out there over the weekend that I thought was really, really interesting in talking about Kyler Murray, if he's not healthy going into next offseason. If he can't pass a physical next March, the Cardinals are on the hook for the next 3 years of Kyler Murray's salary.
37, 29, 26.
Yeah, it's a lot of money that you
guaranteed.
Don't want. It's a lot of money that you don't want to pay out to a guy that you're not sold on, especially if you can draft a quarterback like Caleb Williams, like Drake May at the top of this year's draft, and get him on a rookie wage scale. So to me, it just makes more sense that we don't see Kyler Murray on the field. Sometimes tanking ain't a bad thing. It just makes sense based on where the program is at overall in its development.
All right, so put the over-under right now. I'm going to make both of you answer this question. I'll answer it too afterwards. But one game played this year for Kyler Murray. Over-under. Smalls.
I'm going to say under. I don't think we see him all season.
Kenny?
Under.
I think under too. Now, I think there could be a battle. I think Kyler Murray and his representative could sit there and say, wait a minute, he's healthy. He's
clear to play.
Yeah, because he wants to play. If you're him, you want to play.
Yeah, Derek Carr wanted to play at the end of last season, too. How'd that work out for him?
Yeah, well,
you're going to sit on his bench. We don't want you to get hurt so we can move on from you and get to whatever's next at the quarterback spot.
Also, if you're Kyler Murray, and even if you are quote-unquote healthy, don't you want to protect yourself? If you know your future is not in Arizona and they're going to move on from you, don't you want to make sure that you don't get hurt again? Outside of the knee, he's had some injury problems. He's had the hamstring. I would want to stay as healthy as possible if I know I'm on the move.
So don't have him vacuuming in his apartment, you're saying?
Yeah.
Because Smalls got hurt over the weekend vacuuming in her apartment, and she has a black eye. She has tons of makeup on because of it. Do we have – I think at some point we're going to put out the video at Unsportslike on Twitter – of Michelle's actual eye, because it's bad. It's really bad. But here, so back to Kyler for a second. Could you envision a scenario in which a team wants him as their starting quarterback? Not this upcoming season, but the year after?
Absolutely.
You could?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's
I
a
wouldn't
former
want him.
Number one overall pick. He took his team to the playoffs. Unless we not forget the dumpster fire that the Arizona Cardinals have been over recent years. The last 5 or 6 years, they've been awful. And Kyler Murray was the guy that was the biggest change agent in terms of them getting it turned around. I could absolutely see a team being interested in him as long as he's healthy, because we have a quarterback-starved league. There are never enough quality quarterbacks to go around. All of these teams that are drafting quarterbacks, half of them don't work out. So everybody's looking for a guy, and Kyler Murray, from a talent standpoint, has everything that you would want as a head coach. Now, are you able to—
No, he does. Oh, talent.
From a talent standpoint.
He's shorter than Michelle and I.
Yeah, he's shorter than Michelle.
I'm 5'4" and a half.
But hold on, Ev. It hasn't seemed to be an impediment for Kyler Murray to do his job, though. It hasn't been.
It hasn't been?
No, it hasn't been.
You think he's a big-time quarterback?
I think he's a big-time quarterback, but is he a top 20 quarterback?
No.
I can make the case he's a top 20 quarterback.
No way.
Yeah.
No
way.
I can make that case. Top 20?
Top 20.
Okay, so quickly, let's count these very quickly. Guys, you would take over Kyler Murray right now. Josh Allen, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, Lamar Jackson. Is somebody counting? Because I've already lost track.
Here, go ahead. Start over. Four. I got you. Go ahead.
That's four.
Okay, four. Here
four.
We go.
Okay,
I'm
so
the
Lamar
counter.
Was the fourth. Joe Burrow is five. Deshaun Watson is six. Would you take Kenny Pickett over him?
I don't know about that.
Okay, would you take C.J. Stroud over him?
Probably.
Anthony Richardson?
Probably.
Trevor Lawrence, definitely.
For sure, yep. They're seven.
I would still take Russell Wilson over him.
No.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
So,
no way.
All right. Mahomes, obviously. By the way, speaking of Mahomes, one of the tremendous people that run ESPN here told us we will never have Mahomes on. So I'm not going to name Amanda's name by name. But in general, we are going to have Patrick Mahomes on. So Patrick Mahomes, when you're watching and listening happening. Right now, we'll look forward to you joining us soon.
Real quick, you know this exercise would have worked better if you named the guys you think are worse than Murray? Because that's a shorter list.
Well, Nuno, you realize you're the producer. So you should have been. This, like, Canty's blaming my coach for the 8 interceptions. We now can blame you for going the wrong way on this.
He's the coach
all
of
good.
The show.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah. Jimmy G?
No.
I take.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't. He wins.
I would take Jimmy G over Kyler.
I wouldn't.
And think about how good looking he is. You got to factor that in.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Justin Herbert, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I'd take Dak over him.
We're at 11.
All right. Would you take Daniel Jones?
No.
Ooh. I would.
I would not take. All right. Daniel Jones' claim to fame is that he threw 15 touchdown passes in one season?
I'd take him over Kyler Murray. No. Jalen Hurts, definitely.
Yes.
Justin Fields?
Yes.
Yes.
Goff? Yes. Jared Goff has had a good career.
Okay.
Okay. Right. He's Jordan Love, we haven't seen yet.
But I think, isn't Goff really quickly kind of the, what we're going to look at here as the pathway maybe for Kyler? He can go.
Yes,
he,
the bounce around number one pick guy.
I know that he went to a Super Bowl and Kyler hasn't done that. But there is a team that will look at what Kyler has done, his explosiveness, how he can break open a game.
Yeah.
And just like the Detroit Lions were in need of a quarterback, they thought, we'll take a chance on Jared Goff. Maybe he'll be the bridge guy. And he established himself as the guy there. And Kyler could certainly take that pathway.
No. I would say more Baker Mayfield than Jared Goff. Guy who bounces around to multiple teams. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay. Kirk Cousins, would we take him over?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Bryce Young, I would right now.
Yes.
Okay. Derek Carr, yes.
Yes.
And I'm not even a Derek Carr guy. Matthew Stafford, yes.
No.
You would not take Matthew Stafford over Kyler Murray.
I'm more concerned.
Everybody's healthy.
You're saying everybody's healthy.
I'm saying in a hypothetical world for both of them.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical world, but I have more confidence that a 26-year-old quarterback is going to be able to recover from his injuries than Matt Stafford with the neck. That's just me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy? Yes.
Yes.
And then Geno. Geno Smith was really good last year. I think he may have a bounce back to the normal version of himself.
Again, I think we're a little bit removed from when we saw Kyler Murray at his best. And that is kind of rub folks along the wrong way. But I just got to ask this question. How much of Kyler Murray's shortcomings do we put on the organizational failures of the Arizona Cardinals? Because they haven't exactly covered themselves in glory
when
it comes
to
developing Kyler Murray.
We'll find out only if he's on another team, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so how many was that, Michelle?
24.
24. Yeah. Yeah. So he's the 25th. You can't say, you said top 20.
I said I can make an argument that he's a top 20 quarterback.
I can make an argument he's the best, but it's not going to be right.
No, but I'm just saying, look, there are a couple of quarterbacks in there that you guys are more high on than I am, and you also have to factor in age as a part of this conversation. So, like I said, I think there would be people that are interested in Kyler Murray because of the talent and because of his age and because he is locked up on what will be a reasonable quarterback contract moving forward.
Mike Tannenbaum is a former general manager of the Dolphins and the Jets. He is a great man, and he is a great analyst here on ESPN. And he blatantly lied over the weekend. We will get to that next. It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Along with Super Bowl champion Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen. It is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2, ESPNU, ESPN app, and all the great affiliates all over the country, like where our next guest lives in Palm Beach County, Florida. Of course, ESPN 106.3, ESPN West Palm there. Mike Tannenbaum, NFL front office insider, joins us after he just blatantly lied over the weekend. So before we give Mike a word, I want to explain something. So when I was on ESPN West Palm every single day, Mike joined me on a weekly basis, and we made two bets. I said I think the San Francisco 49ers in that draft were going to trade up to actually draft Kyle Pitts, okay, the tight end who's now with the Falcons. Mike said, if you're right, I'll pay both of your kids' college tuition.
Oh.
Okay? Well, I was wrong on that one. Then we made a bet about the Pittsburgh Steelers over-under from a couple of years ago. It was like 8.5, and Mike Tomlin never has losing seasons. So it's easy to bet a winning season for Mike Tomlin. I won that. Mike Tannenbaum lost that. He has not paid up his bet, and yet you went on ESPN Radio this weekend calling me out for not paying the bet. Mr. T, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, and congratulations on the new show. And Michelle, my sympathies that you're going to have to deal with these guys over and over again. Because I thought the fine print of that bet, Evan, was, yeah, I was going to pay, you know, the college tuitions for your two kids. If I had won, it was going to be a chicken parm at Quality Italian. But apparently, you know, we could agree to disagree on that. It's a good thing for you that there's not interest, though, because I'd be owed a lot more than just one chicken parm.
Well, I tell you, I will just end this debate with this. I'm insulted by Mike saying I know sports and not chicken parm. I know chicken parm. We'll find out during the course of Unsportsmanlike if I know sports. But let's have Mike weigh in on this. We were talking about Kyler Murray. He's named captain yesterday by the Arizona Cardinals. Over under one game played this year for Kyler Murray.
Ooh, I'm going to go under, because what I saw a couple weeks ago, guys, was two things. One, that they put him on PUP, and secondly, they cut Colt McCoy. And if the four of us were running the Arizona Cardinals for the next 10 years, and when you're the first-year head coach in Jonathan Gannon, first-year GM in Monty Austin Ford, you have to think, guys, through the lens of what's best for us over the next 10 years. If you're ever going to think that way, it's in year one. And clearly, their sights to me are set on Caleb Williams. So why would you want to put Kyler Murray out there if that's really what your goal is? And to me, the way they've comported themselves in the offseason, I think they made some really good trades in terms of the future. Moving a couple of times in the draft, getting Paris Johnson, picking up another first-round pick. I just don't see them playing Kyle Murray, because I think that's inconsistent with how they've acted this offseason.
Yeah, and that first-round pick that they picked up was the Texans' first-round pick, so it figures to be high. But Mike, spinning this thing forward for Kyler Murray, what's the interest in the NFL marketplace going to be like if he's healthy going into the 2024 offseason?
You know, Chris, I think it's pretty robust, because if we're running a team like, let's say, Tampa Bay or so many of the countless teams that may need a quarterback, look, we know Caleb Williams is going to go high, Drake May, certainly Shedeur Sanders is going to work his way into this first-round conversation, Riley Leonard, who we saw last night, beat Clemson at Duke. But if you're a team that needs a quarterback, I could see him possibly being traded by this year's trade deadline, because Kyler Murray's played some really good football, and if you could design an offense around him, there is some certainty. So I think there's a number of teams, and again, Tampa Bay is one that comes to mind, that they have a really good defense and a massive question mark at the quarterback position.
What's another team, Mike, a sneaky team that people might not put in that category? We know the Cardinals are in the conversation, we know the Bucks are, but what do you think is a sneaky team that could be tanking for Caleb Williams?
The Rams. You know, Michelle, when you look at their quote-unquote big three of Matthew Stafford, Aaron Donald, and Cooper Kupp, I believe, played in 9 games a year ago. He hasn't been on the field yet this preseason. And this is a team, to me, that's really in transition. If Matthew Stafford is healthy and they get off to a decent start, I think they keep him and Aaron Donald there. But by Halloween, I think they're going to be closer to the Caleb Williams discussion than they're going to be about making the playoffs. And now, all of a sudden, isn't that interesting? You could have two teams in the same division, the NFC West, Arizona and San Francisco, the Rams, who could wind up with Caleb Williams.
It's on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, joined by ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum. Mike, DJ Reed of the Jets said their defense could be historic this year. Is he right?
I think they have a chance to be pretty good. I don't think it's historic. And really, what's fascinating to me, their one vulnerability to me is right down the middle of the field. We already saw Chuck Clark go out for the year. Their linebackers and space coverage could be a big question mark. And what did the Bills do in the offseason? They drafted Dalton Kincaid in the first round, a really good pass-receiving tight end. I think we're going to see the Bills on Monday night come out with him and Dawson Knox play a lot of 12 personnel, 2 tight ends. And if there is a vulnerability of this Jet defense, that's where it would be. So I love G.J. Reed's confidence, but let's get a couple wins on the board first.
Mike, I know Chris Jones' holdout is continuing to drag on. Likely that he's not going to be on the field for their Thursday night kickoff against the Detroit Lions. If Jones is not on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs, should the Chiefs be on upset alert?
Yeah, I think Detroit wins, and I don't think it's an upset. The last time we saw the Lions play, they went into Lambeau Field. They beat Green Bay, where Aaron Rodgers had everything to play for. I think they had an unbelievable offseason. They attacked their weakness in the secondary. Gardner Johnson, Emmanuel Mosley, Cam Sutton. I think Aaron Glenn's a really good defensive coordinator. And then on the other side of the ball, guys, Jared Goff's played really good football for the Lions when you really break it down. And I think what Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, is going to do with Jahmyr Gibbs, their first-round pick, it's going to flex them all over the place. Kansas City really struggles rushing the passer without Chris Jones. I think that's going to be the difference in this game.
Let's stay with the Lions, Mike T, and stay in the NFC North. I think that's such an intriguing division. It feels like everyone is picking someone other than the Minnesota Vikings to win the division. Who do you like to come out of the NFC North?
Yeah, you can put me in that same boat. I got the Green Bay Packers, and here's why, Michelle. First of all, I'm always fascinated on how NFL teams comport themselves. And when the Jets were trying to sign Aaron Rodgers, you didn't see a contingency of the Green Bay Packers fly out to California and beg Aaron Rodgers, hey, we'll pay you $60 million a year. We're going to name it Rodgers Field at Lambeau Stadium. They knew what they had in Jordan Love. The quarterback is a developmental position. And I think by him seeing for a couple of years, what we see in the preseason is not a shock. And I think what happened was Green Bay made that decision in March, and it was validated in August. And when you have 8 first-round picks on the other side of the ball, I think this defense will be top 12, and I think the Packers win the division.
All right, before we say goodbye to Mike, a lot of people on the TV side, on ESPN2, ESPNU, know Mike from Get Up and all kinds of other great ESPN shows. You may know him also from CSI NY. Can you tell the story that you were once on CSI New York, Mike?
Yeah, I had 4 words. I was with Gary Sinise and Rex Ryan. And,
the obvious duo.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
And he said to me, you know, great job, you know, drafting Darrell Revis, but how in the world can you cut Danny Woodhead? And my 4 words to Gary Sinise were, you solve every crime. And being the moron that I am, it took about 15 takes for me to say, you solve every crime. And here I am trying to stand, as the thespian that I am, I was trying to stand toe-to-toe with Gary Sinise.
You solve every crime. That is Mike Tannenbaum's new slogan. He solves every crime, and he's going to buy me chicken parm. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right. Best of luck, guys, and congratulations.
All right. There he is, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. All right. We know the Cardinals are tanking. We mentioned maybe the Bucs. Are there other sneaky tank teams this year to keep an eye on in the NFL? We'll get to that next. It's Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It is Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, along with Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen with you. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can listen to us on all the great ESPN affiliates all over the country, like 710 in LA. Probably not happy with what Mike just said. The entire crew there, Travis and Slee, Mason in Ireland, Shadano and Cap, Chris Morales and company, may not like the fact that the Rams are tanking there, per what Mike had to say. But it is interesting, guys, that when you think about this year in the NFL, everyone kind of knows the Cardinals are one of those tank teams. And I think we need to define tank. Tank just means you care more about winning later than now.
Yeah.
Because players don't do that, Chris. It's just the organizations that do, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But it makes sense for teams at certain junctures to tank based on where they are in their program. Once upon a time, it made sense for the San Antonio Spurs to tank when David Robinson got hurt. That's how they got Tim Duncan. It made sense for the Spurs to tank the last couple of years. That's how they got Victor Wembanyama. It happens in sports. Sometimes it makes sense, especially when you have a transcendent talent in the next draft like Caleb Williams or like Drake May. For the Cardinals, that have had questions around Kyler Murray and the quarterback ever since they gave him that contract extension, it just makes sense to tank.
So it's interesting because it actually makes more sense in football than it does in basketball. Because basketball, you could have the worst record and not get the first pick.
Well, it happened with the Houston Astros. Think about how awful they are. Yep. You're talking about consistently being a 100-loss team, and then they end up getting Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve, and now you're talking about them being in the middle of a dynasty.
Well, that's the sport that it makes the most sense for multiple reasons. But if you look at tanking historically, it hasn't worked the way that teams would want it to work. In the case of baseball, the Cubs in 2016, if you look at what Theo Epstein did prior to that, running that team, obviously it worked. And then you just brought up the Astros, which is a great example. Michelle's team, the Cardinals, basically have never done that.
Never.
Although they may be by accident kind of doing that this year.
No, this, maybe by accident,
right.
But they're not trying to tank. They thought that they were going to be a World Series contender heading into this team.
They're making Yadier Molina's Hall of Fame case for now.
Canty, don't even get me started.
I digress.
We don't have enough time for me to
maybe
get into
maybe the most
that.
Underrated player in all of sports, Yadier Molina. If you think about the thread line between greatness, like you think about Belichick and Brady, obviously that's the thread line. Duncan and Pop. Nobody brings it up with the Cardinals. They've been great for 20 years.
Yes.
He's been the one that's been the thread line between all of it.
Through three different managerial changes.
Right. More than Poles, right?
Actually, four. He, La Russa, he had Mike Matheny, Schilt, and Ali Marmol last season. And yes, because Albert left. He went to the Angels. But Yadier Molina is a number one overall draft pick. He is the franchise for the Cardinals. And the organization knew that when Yadi left, there would be a massive hole to fill, not only behind the dish, but culturally.
Yeah.
I don't think they realized how important he was. I mean, they did, but until sometimes the best way to prove your value is to leave.
Yeah.
And Yadi
hung it up. All right, see you guys. That'd be an interesting quit day one, right?
We had a great first hour and a half.
Right?
We're done. All three of us are gonna walk out. Pat Nuno, the rest of the show. Javonte, get ready.
Leave on top.
So all right, here's some other teams. I think Mike is right about the Rams. I think that's an interesting one. Cup hurt. Stafford, you know, can't he just throw into the bus saying he wouldn't want him to quarterback a little league team, basically. And then Aaron Donald is in essence, the final year of his deal. I mean, you could get an arm and a leg for them. Plus, they also have their first-round pick, which they don't normally have, right? They've been, they have the bleep them picks thing that they've had forever. Tampa's another interesting one. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans, they don't work out a contract with him. They have Baker Mayfield, who's a stopgap quarterback. Okay, there's another sneaky tank or care more about winning in the future than now. I'm going to give you two more that maybe people haven't thought about. So this is a team that either could win the division, wouldn't surprise me at all, or decide, you know what, we're not going anywhere. We have young talent moving forward. Let's kind of rebuild. And I think they've already done it a little bit on the fly. The Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh.
I'm not saying they're tanking. What I'm saying is if they get out to a slow start, Kirk Cousins is in the final year of his deal. He's got void years after that. You know that he's going to get a big guaranteed contract somewhere.
Yes.
He will be a starting quarterback next year, barring injury. They lock up Jefferson. They lock up Hockenson. They have, guys that are on their team, or they will lock up all these guys. A young coach, second year, they had more close wins than anybody in football last year. That usually balances itself out on the opposite end. I think they've made some moves this offseason would indicate them as maybe a sneaky kind of rebuild on the fly team. So what do you think about that before I get to my next one?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one 1,000%. I think the Los Angeles Rams, because they went with the strategy of F them picks, they don't have a lot of young talent.
Okay, you went with F. I went with bleep. What's the right way of doing it?
Let's
here?
Say F.
It's F. I mean, the GM wore a T-shirt at the parade
Correct. That
said F them
Oh,
picks.
I just want to know Lesney the proper unsportsmanlike language. I guess if we're called unsportsmanlike, we can go F
we
more than bleep.
We bleep, right?
No, because bleep could be anything. We know what F
means. What the bleep, Evan? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have to bleep his bleeps?
No.
But you don't
not.
Have to bleep the Fs?
No.
Okay, just
no,
making
no,
sure.
Just no. a letter, but we
no,
know what it
means. I'm with you on that one because you don't have young, controllable talent that could actually go out there and make a difference in terms of wins and losses. Then you're in a position where you have to find a way to get those players, and you don't have a lot of cap space to do it. The only way is the draft and getting high draft picks.
Yeah.
Remember, this was a franchise that went from 2016 to 2024, to 2023, without making a first-round pick.
Yeah. Right, the Rams. I'm saying the Rams. So we're in on that. What about the Vikings?
I don't know.
They're less tank and more rebuild on the fly.
I don't know about that.
They could win the division.
I think they could win the division.
I think they could win the division.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one. New ownership, holdover head coach, quarterback that we're not sure about. How about Washington?
I am so with you on that.
You know I'm not with you on that.
Well, you're ridiculous.
You know I'm not with you on that.
Canty's bold prediction.
I think the Washington Commanders are going to be sneaky good this year. I mean, they've got a young quarterback in Sam Howell that they believe in, a guy that showed that he's not out over his skis in the preseason. Granted, it's preseason, but he was able to operate the offense. But I have more confidence about what's around Sam Howell, the skill position players, Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Logan Thomas, Brian Robinson Jr., and Antonio Gibson in the backfield. And then they have a top five defense. Matter of fact, I think they ranked third in total defense from a year ago. And this was a team that went in and punched Philadelphia in the nose in the link, hung the first loss on the Eagles last season. They have that type of ability. They have that type of upside. And so now it's just a matter of getting the offense to match the productivity of the defense.
Well, they got the guy to do it, Bieniemy.
Exactly. And so I think that's why I have a little bit confidence that Washington could be one of those sneaky good teams.
See, I think
this
it could
year.
Go the other way. I think you could sit there and say the new ownership looks at it and says, well, we want to hire our own head coach. We want to hire Deion. We want to make a splash or something like that, right? Bieniemy is sitting there as kind of a coach in waiting. All right, Bieniemy's our guy. We brought him in. Howell may or may not be good. And that division, I don't know. I'm more of a believer in Dallas than maybe you guys are. The Giants obviously were competitive last year, and we know how good the Eagles are. So it's not hard to assume that they finish in last place, Smalls.
Can I throw a sneaky team up on the platter here?
Well, Go ahead.
Now, this one may be a bit controversial. What about the Indianapolis Colts? I know we're all high on Anthony Richardson right now. But imagine you get a year out of him. You know what you really have in him because he's going to start week one. If you feel good about him and you're tanking, I know that those things don't really work in lockstep, but hear me out. You're going to get a huge, huge haul for that number one overall pick if you feel good about Anthony Richardson.
So you're going to go with the Chicago Bears game plan.
Basically,
get the number one overall pick and actually have your franchise quarterback already in the building.
Basically, yes. Trade it out.
And flip him and get everything you need for your young quarterback.
And no, if you don't feel great about him, then you could take Caleb Williams.
I like that. I just don't know if I can qualify the Indianapolis Colts as a sneaky tank
team.
Yeah,
because they're
going to
be bad
anyway. Expect them to be very good anyway.
Right.
I mean, Jacksonville Jaguars and everybody else in the AFC South. As a matter of fact, a sneaky tank team, the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, I thought about them.
The Tennessee Titans. Are we really buying into the Tennessee Titans this year? I love Mike Vrabel as a coach.
That's why.
This is in no way, shape, or form trying to disparage him. But you are talking about a team that had his first losing record since he's been the head guy down there. And I don't think that they have the people, specifically the quarterback, to pull out of that nosedive. I just don't see it.
There's a difference. And by the way, for those watching on ESPN2 and ESPNU, we have the odds for the worst teams in the league. What you just said, Canty, is different. The teams that could tank versus the teams that should tank. Tennessee is a team, and Vrabel will never do this, that should tank. Ryan Tannehill ain't it. Will Levis, Malik Willis are their backup quarterbacks. We don't know.
Yeah.
But think about Mike Vrabel coaching Caleb Williams.
Ooh.
You could imagine that being great. That's a team that is going to be scrappy. They'll probably finish 9-8 or 10-7 because Vrabel's that good. And that takes them absolutely nowhere. That puts them in, they become the old Phillip Rivers San Diego Chargers, where you're just kind of sitting in the middle.
They're in quarterback hell.
Yeah. They should tank.
They absolutely should. Another team that could be on that list, the Las Vegas Raiders. What are the Raiders doing this year?
Oh, I disagree with you on that one.
What are the Raiders doing this year?
Listen, when you get that handsome of a quarterback.
He loves Jimmy G.
You have to think about things differently. And now Tom Brady's in there? I mean, owning the team? Oh, my God. I may just stare at that team all day. What are you looking at me like that for?
No,
Eli wasn't good looking enough?
No, I'm laughing because Jimmy Garoppolo can't seem to get away from Tom Brady.
I don't blame him.
He's always looking over his shoulder for Tom Brady. He's always there.
Where do you sign up for that job? Is that a job you can have? I'll always be around Tom Brady. All right, coming up, we'll pose some questions at Chris. Canny or Canty next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. The question is simple. Can he or can't he?
You talk, then I'll talk.
It is Unsportsmanlike here at ESPN Radio. Alone, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen. Day one for us. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tweet us the pictures at Unsportslike. At Upco Radio, Chris Canty 99, at M. Smallman. The pictures of you listening to our show. Maybe you're watching it on ESPNU or ESPN2, listening on Sirius XM Channel 80 on the ESPN app, or many of the great affiliates all across the country. Please, let's go. Tweet us those pictures. All right, canny or canny? So, Nuno's going to give us questions, or Chris questions.
And you come on, Nuno. First feature, canny or canny. Don't screw it up.
By the way, I am fascinated in getting to know the entire crew. I'm fascinated by the Nuno-Pat relationship. I love their relationship. Can we do something where Pat heckles Nuno as he's actually giving us the questions?
You want me to start right now? I wrote all these questions. He didn't write anything.
Okay, so maybe just playing weird. Javonte could play like weird sound effects in Nuno's ear to try to throw him off and that we all can hear them during this. What do you think, Nuno?
I don't need that type of distraction because I'll probably screw it up myself.
Let's double the distraction.
I'll screw
let's
up
go.
Myself. All right, Canty.
What's up?
Can Justin Fields make the Bears a threat in the NFC North?
Oh, he can, Nuno. And there's a reason why this is the most closely contested division, according to the odds makers out there in Las Vegas. Justin Fields last year was fifth in explosive plays in the NFL. That's rushes over 10 yards and it's completions over 20 yards. And he's in damn good company when you start to look at the names that are in front of him. So it seems like this is a quarterback that's ascending. He's got the talent. He rushed for over 1,100 yards last year, but he also showed he has the arm talent to make big plays in the passing game. And adding DJ Moore to go along with Cole Kmet and Darnell Mooney and company, and then drafting Darnell Wright to be his left tackle and try to keep him upright, I think it's going to bode well for him going into this upcoming season. Again, continuity with the offensive system that he's going to be running, their OC and their head coach. I think Justin Fields is going to ascend. And as he goes, the Chicago Bears will go as well.
I love the idea of an actual equal rivalry between the Bears and the Packers. Because rivalry has to be equal, right?
Fair point.
I mean, it hasn't been forever.
Yep.
So I think the idea that both the Bears and Packers can both be good this year, and neither one of them is going to be dominant over the other one, and Fields and Love are going to be exciting. And I think that part of this kind of flattens it out in a good way, instead of Rodgers owning the Bears, like you said, forever.
And how fun that Fields and Love are coming up at the same time. And that if they're both who their franchises respectively hope that they'll be, that's only going to make this rivalry even more. But I'm with you, Canty. You said it all. We know what Justin Fields can do with his legs if he takes that next step with his arm. He's absolutely going to put the Bears in contention in the NFC North.
All right, Nuno.
All right.
Throw him off, guys.
Don't mess up, Nuno.
Yeah, all right, Canty. This is really important, Nuno. It's the first show.
It is. We can't screw this up. All right, Canty. Can Sean Payton save Russell Wilson's legacy?
Hell no, he can't. He can't. And here's the thing. Russell Wilson had career lows in QBRs, touchdown to interception ratio, completions, all of those different things. It's a decline in his overall athleticism, and this is a guy that's relied on having off-schedule plays, second reaction plays, in order to have his production. That's not what Sean Payton wants on the offensive side of the ball. Sean wants his quarterbacks to be disciplined, hit their back foot, get the ball out on time, play within the structure of the scheme. That has not been Russell Wilson, so this forced marriage, sad to say, I don't think it's going to work out for Russ.
Okay, here's where we're going to roll up the sleeves a little bit. And we're going to get dirty on this.
Whoa.
Because this is a man that went, like me, went to the University of Wisconsin. Okay? So I'm going to support him. And you're saying...
You're going to defend him like a badger.
Yeah, that's right. On Wisconsin. Shout out to ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, listening right now. We have so many great affiliates all over the country. We're going to shout them out because we appreciate you. But Canty doesn't appreciate a Badger. And let me tell you something. This guy, Russell Wilson, you're giving me that look. Mm. And now I'm afraid of you because you're big and you're strong. But now,
I'm smiling at you. What are you talking about?
He's scary.
I'm smiling at
He's
you.
Smiling,
because I
want to
hear
threat.
You make the case for Russ.
Top three in the MVP voting this year, Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Whoa.
He is
why?
Going,
yeah,
why?
Come on.
Because
come
you're
on.
Looking at the body of work and he's had one bad year in his entire career. One. Go look it up. He has had one bad year. It was last year. He has a great coach in Sean Payton. And I believe that Russell Wilson is going to rebound this year. I believe that Russell Wilson is going to regain his old form on Wisconsin. Top three MVP this season for Russell Wilson. Don't give me that smirk, both of you.
So who do you think it's going to be? We're talking Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Russell Wilson.
Well, which one does not belong?
Yeah,
that's an SAT question that's pretty
correct.
Easy to answer.
Okay, hold
C.
on a second. So first of all, I love those three guys, and we're looking forward to having Patrick Mahomes on. Whenever.
Can't wait,
Pat. Patrick, we're looking forward to having you on. We want you on. This is the biggest accomplishment. So if anybody in Kansas City is listening, make sure we get Patrick Mahomes on this show because we've been told he won't come on. Not because he said that, but because Amanda, the big boss, said
the suits.
That. But anyway.
The suits.
So I'm looking MVP. I'm going to pick right now Trevor Lawrence to win the MVP. I'm going to pick, you know what? Screw it.
How did he just hijack Canty or Canty? Were we in the middle of that, Nuno?
We were.
What are
yeah.
we doing?
Oh. Sorry. Well, he can. He can bounce back then. So I have to do it in that terminology. He can. So Trevor Lawrence won, Russell Wilson two.
Okay.
Back to Nuno.
Who's
sorry.
Three? Who's your three? Just
I don't
curious.
Know. I just gave a top three and
okay.
didn't have a third.
Okay.
It's like Canty had Kyler in the top 20 at 25. Math, not good for this show.
All right, Canty. Can Dak Prescott save Mike McCarthy's job?
He can't, because I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are going to go on a deep playoff run, and their success is not going to be measured by the regular season, so I don't care that they had back-to-back 12-win seasons. The Dallas Cowboys, been a long time since they've gone to the playoffs 3 years in a row. You've got to go back to 94, 95, 96, and I don't think this team is what that team was. Beyond that, just from a game management standpoint, from the turnovers from the quarterback and overall discipline, I don't trust the head coach quarterback tandem in order to get this team to having high level success. And that's why I got to be all the way out on the Dallas Cowboys. One of the things that people fail to point out is that the turnover luck that they've had on the defensive side of the ball has masked a lot of ills. I don't think they're going to have such luck this upcoming season. And I think McCarthy and Dak Prescott ultimately end up getting exposed. So I'm going to say, hell no, Dak can't save McCarthy's job.
Don't you think that Mike McCarthy's only saving grace is if they win the Super Bowl? Maybe if they go to the Super Bowl, but it's basically Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah,
no?
I would say conference championship game. If they
maybe.
Get to the conference championship game, I could see Jerry justifying staying the course with Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott.
Okay, it's the same argument with Russell Wilson. Does anyone want to acknowledge how good of a career Mike McCarthy has had as a head coach?
Oh, this is not disparage Mike McCarthy.
God, you guys said he's going to be fired
well,
after
because,
the year.
No, this is, we know the Dallas Cowboys are antsy, that the clock is running out. Over the next 2 years, they have what, like 14 different contracts that come up, including CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott? They have some big decisions to make.
I get it, but the last 2 years, this man was 12-5. His record
and they've had disappointing playoff losses to the same team.
I understand, but we
think
look
about
at
how
him.
Those games ended. You had the gaffe at the end of the game, a wild card round in Jerry's world, and then last year, you couldn't come up with a better sequence, better plays the last couple of drives? That was an absolute embarrassment. You got Ezekiel Elliott trying to block defensive linemen on the last play. What the hell are we doing? That was absolutely awful. Either you're coaching it or allowing it to happen. The fact that it failed so miserably when it mattered most is an indictment on the head coach. Next, Nuno.
All right, real quick. Can Aaron Rodgers deliver the Jets a Super Bowl?
He can. He can. I believe in it. And Mike Greenberg's going to love the fact that I said this. The Jets have a championship caliber defense, and they will be led by that. That's the identity of this team. Forget about all of the glitz and glamour around Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. It's about their defense. Last year, their defense kept them in a whole lot of games. They were 7-10. Had the Jets offense just scored league average, which is 21 points a game, the Jets would have been 11-6 in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers can help them do that on the offensive side of the ball. He's going to give you competent quarterback play, so he can get them to the Super Bowl.
All right, coming up, one person on this show actually believes it is the final season for the greatest head coach in NFL history. We will get to that ridiculous point. Next on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.